takes are hot, and the coffee's even hotter.
Hot coffee?
The Mickey Plyler Show is live on the Roar, part of the ESPN family.
Love our engineer sleep bed, engineer sleep, engineersleep.com. I'm going to miss my nap with my beautiful little girl today, my beautiful daughter who's going to say my daughter takes like a 2-hour nap now, which is awesome. The first hour she'll be over there on her side of this big king engineer sleep bed we got, and then she'll kind of wake up and come over, and then she'll kind of lay on my arm and chest. No, Sam, have kids, man. I'm just telling you, there's nothing better than laying with your 2-year-old daughter on your shoulder, on your chest, on your arm, or on your engineer sleep bed. Life doesn't get any better than that, buddy. I sat there yesterday and smiled for an hour just watching her, just looking at her and saying, God, thank you so much for this moment. And part of that's engineer sleep bed. We love it. They do an incredible job. Hey, I haven't done this for you lately with the ES Duo mattress, the best mattress made in the world right now. A little update on how sleep is going. Last night, 78% sleep. I only got 6 hours and 40 minutes of sleep last night because of the late basketball game. We didn't get back till 9 o'clock, and Drake and I did some stuff till 10. But I did get an hour 41 of REM last night, so did a great job of that. And my deep sleep was good last night. Didn't move. I was only awake for 13 minutes last night. Love it. Engineer Sleep. Go by and see him. The ES Duo, the best mattress in the world at engineersleep.com. Snaphook, I'm coming to you. Let me give you two stats, Sam. Besides the amazing Nick Davidson end of the first half run, in which there was a time in there where he had 18 and Boston College had 18. And I kept up with, like, hey, Drake, right now Clemson has 8. Nick Davidson's got 18 and Boston College has 18. But there's two numbers that stand out. The official Sam Jones, Clemson outscored Boston College in points off turnovers last night. They turned over 19 times, Clemson turned over 10. In points off of turnovers last night, the Tigers outscored Boston College 24-3. The other amazing – if you do that, you're not going to lose a basketball game. The other stat last night that really stuck out was bench points. Sam Jones, the Tigers outscored Boston College's bench 40-4. You don't lose basketball games if you get that, unless the other team goes off.
You can take Nick Davidson's 25 out of there, and they're still beating them by 15. Like, they are just...
Boston College is terrible.
They're god-awful. Boston College is god-awful. This is not the type of game to make, like, as a referendum on anybody, except for the fact that they're awful. But yeah, it's the type of game that Clemson needs to win by 25, and they did.
Yeah. Like to get a little more out of Wally now. Like to get... I told you during the break that one of the differences, too, is that the Tigers... In the first half was more of a perimeter-oriented attack, and this is where you saw Davidson make some threes. In the second half, they just pounded it inside. And this is where Welling and Godfrey both got their points in the paint last night. Good to see that.
Against good teams, in a similar way last year as it was with Victor Lockin, where you desperately needed Victor Lockin to keep himself out of foul trouble in big games, I don't think it's fully his fault this year. I think he's poorly officiated. R.J. Godfrey's got to stay out of foul trouble. In a big game, in a tournament setting, in an ACC tournament setting, these next two games against Miami, NC State, they're going to need their best big to stay out of foul trouble. Can he do it? He only played 14 minutes last night. We will see.
To my point about perimeter compared to post last night, in the first half, Clemson 6 of 12 from 3. So they made 6. They took 12. They only took 7 threes in the second half and only made 2. They pounded the ball inside in the second half. Nice to see, too. I like loosening up the underbelly there. You know, going the body shots in the first half, and then just crushed them inside in the second half. Snap Hooks up next to our Tiger Diagnostics phone lines. Good morning, Snap Hook. How you doing?
I'm doing well, Mickey Plyler. How are you?
Great. I am. I'm gonna try to maybe brave this weather today and get out there and play golf. I don't know. Doesn't look great. It's going to be cold and windy, but that's okay. We'll try. January.
Cold and wind. cold and windy is not a fun time playing golf. I mean, it's hard enough in the cold. It's hard enough in the wind. You put the two together, it sucks.
There's three elements you don't like in golf: cold, wind, and rain. And two, if you got two of the three, it ain't good. You could do one, but two of the three is tough. Right. So you got a little cooler and windy today.
Man, cherish those moments, those naps with your daughter, man. Oh. You'll blink your eyes, brother.
Oh, and next thing
you know, you got one in med school and another one carrying on generational curses by wrecking cars like her mama. So, I mean, she had a car wreck yesterday.
No!
I was hoping
everybody okay?
Yeah, everybody's fine. I was just hoping that generational curse would, you know, not show up, but here we are. I called and talked to her, and she said, "Dad, I'm sorry. I didn't want to end up like Mama." So there you go.
It happens.
Mickey, I want to talk about Clemson basketball a little bit. Right. Do you happen to have the team free throw percentage in front of you?
I do. Let me find it here. So Clemson from the free throw line this year is 68.4%. No, that's Miami.
73.1. 145th in the country.
Even on Clemson's homepage, ESPN gives me Miami's stats. Clemson's stats. 73, Sam?
Yeah, 145th in the country.
Okay.
Yeah. See, I might be the only one saying this and, you know, just trying to, you know, look, you know, glass half empty at this team. Am I the only one that sees free throw shooting maybe being a deterrent or a downfall coming down the stretch? ACC tournament, NCAA tournament, getting deep in those games and free throws kind of costing us a game.
At the end of games, what you're going to see there is this is where Porter, who's 81.8%, is going to have it. Dylan Hunter's 82.4%. He's going to have it. Buckner at 78.8%. Those are the guys going to be handling the ball. Butta Johnson at 82%. The guy that's got to do better, Carter Welling's at 65%. He's going to have to shoot better. Waleen is at 69%. They've got to shoot a little bit better. RJ's a 68% free throw shooter. It's good. It's not great. It's good. But anything over 70%, I'd like to get to 75%. But I'm not scared of that at this point in time. No, I don't think that's a huge deal. And I will say this, Sam, I don't know if you saw it last night or not, but at least they didn't shoot an air ball because Boston College had a man shoot an air ball free throw last night. And
he sure did.
It's been a while since I've seen that.
Yeah, at least it wasn't an air ball. One last thing, guys, and I'll take it up there. I was kind of hoping, as a Pats fan, we would see Pittsburgh in this upcoming round. Unfortunately, the Texans just basically obliterate. I mean, when you play against – when you beat Pittsburgh so bad and Mike Tomlin quits, that's pretty bad.
He called uncle on you. Yeah.
Tapped out. What do we from – and I've said this, and I'll continue saying it as a Pats fan, I believe like our left side, Drake May's weak side of the offensive line has been a weakness – pretty much all season. That showed up a lot in that Chargers game. What do we do as Pats Nation to try to stifle that Texans pass rush, edge rush? I appreciate it, guys.
Thank you, Snaphook. I think quietly Houston, because the story was Jacksonville. Sam, am I wrong? Quietly, Houston put together an unbelievable end of the season. They've won 10 in a row.
The answer to the question, Snaphook, is you pray. I mean, it sounds silly, but you pray. I mean, you can't stop Will Anderson and Danielle Hunter. Danielle Hunter might be the most underrated player in the entire NFL. I'm glad that the playoffs are going to give him a spotlight because he's impossible and has been pretty much impossible to block for a decade. Will Anderson's impossible to block. They're good against the run. They have corners who can man you up. Like they go out there and they'll throw a cover two base man in there and there's nothing you can do because it's so simple and it feels like something that a team should be able to dissect, but the defensive personnel is so damn good that it doesn't matter. Drake May had a little bit of trouble against the Chargers. I think he's going to have trouble in this game, but I do think New England's defense is better equipped to handle C.J. Stroud than maybe other teams would be. They have a good defense. Stroud did not look good against Pittsburgh. I'm pumped up for this game because that May is the best quarterback in the NFL right now at this exact moment. It's him and Josh Allen. They're 1-2. And that defense is the best in the league. It's going to be fascinating to see how he works with it as a second-year quarterback.
He didn't play great in his first playoff game.
Chargers have a great defense. Jesse Minter will be a head coach within the next 2 weeks.
Right. With that said, you know, this team, all NFL games are close. This Houston team went 12-5. They had a 5-point loss at the Rams. They lost a 1-point game to the Bucks. They had a 7-point loss at the Jags, an 8-point loss to Seattle, and a 3-point loss to Denver. All five of their losses were by one score. This team, their defense keeps them in games. And offensively, they don't have all their weapons to compete and win Super Bowls. But I got to tell you, I think Houston has a chance.
Well, they need Nico Collins to be healthy. He went out with a concussion where he was wobbly getting off the field on Saturday or Sunday night. They need him healthy. Their defense is nuts. They led the league in yards allowed. They're second in points. They were first in EPA against them, EPA per pass, ninth against the run. I mean, they are good at everything. There's literally no weakness defensively. Can they throw the ball consistently enough with success? And they ran the ball well with Woody Marks and Nick Chubb against Pittsburgh. That was a problem at times this year. Can they do that against New England? It is a very difficult task for Drake May. It is very, there's no sugarcoating it. It's going to be hard to handle. But if any second-year quarterback in the last decade, other than Patrick Mahomes, is equipped to deal with something like this, it's probably him.
And I still like, at home, I like May's chances against the Texas defense more than Stroud's chances against the Patriots defense.
I agree. And one thing on the basketball that Snapple brought up with free throw shooting, Jed pointed out on the text line, their guards are good free throw shooters.
Yeah.
And you hope in an end of game, late game situation where they get into foul game and they get into foul trouble on the other side, you hope that with the way this team is able to execute, especially out of timeouts and breaking press, that their guards are going to be the ones shooting the majority of their free throws.
Someone just been listening to me on the radio and I said that.
Yeah, I mean, that's what you're hoping for. Porter, 82%. Hunter, 82%. Buddha Johnson, 88%. Ace Buckner, 79%. So,
all right.
Zach Foster, before he got hurt, 82% as well.
I'm going to say this for later. We can start looking for it a little bit. But weather. Give me the times of the games in the NFL this weekend and the date. So game one's going to be, that is,
it's 4:30 on Saturday. Is it the Bills?
Right, that's the Bills in Denver.
Yep.
All right, let me give you some weather here. In Denver, Colorado on Saturday afternoon, you are going to see 47 degrees, partly cloudy. No factor.
Well, besides it being in Denver, the mile high is the factor.
Yeah, the altitude.
Does that matter to Josh Allen, though? I don't think it does.
Seattle is the night game.
I'm going to guess 40. That's at 8 o'clock, so 5 o'clock.
All right.
Seattle, I'm going to guess 40, 45.
Seattle on Saturday night, 50 degrees, sunny. No factor.
Will there be wind coming off of the sound is kind of the question there. I don't. That's what you have to ask.
Saturday night, light to variable winds. So no factor this weekend as far as those goes.
Texans-Patriots is at 3 o'clock on Sunday in Foxborough.
Foxborough, Massachusetts. 3:30 on Sunday. Not as bad as you would think. 37 degrees is the high on Sunday.
Be fine. I could tell you what the last game is.
All right.
We're pushing zero in Chicago at 6 o'clock.
All right, 21% chance, mostly cloudy, but you're good there. And then you got Chicago.
You're pushing zero. I'm fairly certain it's getting down to zero.
Really?
I could be wrong. Maybe the TV was lying to me yesterday. But
all right, Chicago on Sunday evening. Oh, wow. This ain't good. 17's the high. Yeah. 7's the low.
Run that ball, Sean. There's going to be a wind chill, too.
Snow flurries on Sunday. A few flurries and snow showers possible. And winds at 15 to 25 with higher gusts.
Oh, yeah, that's what we want.
So, now I've got to do this now before we get to Dr. Martin. So wind chill calculator. This is one of my favorite things. I feel like Roy Philpott right now with my wind chill calculator. So a high of 17. Now that's going down. What time is the game? 6:30?
6:30.
So that's going to be about 14 degrees is what I'm going to go with.
And going down.
All right. So 14. And what did it say? 25 mile an hour winds?
Yeah, he said somewhere in there, maybe 20, 17, 20. Somewhere.
Okay. If it is, let me make sure I'm not saying. Yeah, 15 to 25 mile an hour winds. At 14 degrees and 25 mile an hour winds, it is a wind chill. Wind speeds. A wind chill of -5.
Have fun. Will it matter? It may not matter. It may not matter, but it's going to be cold. One final thing on this. If someone could explain to me why the NFL has the 49ers playing on Saturday when they played on Sunday last week, and then they have the Bears and Rams playing on Sunday when they both played on Saturday last week,
yeah.
I would love the explanation. Clearly, they don't care about the market there because the Bears played on Saturday at home last week. They're prime time either way. People are home at 8 o'clock on Saturday. It seems a little...
I think the Broncos and the Seahawks, the two bye teams, were going to play on Saturday. So yeah.
I'm sure they had it lined up, but it just seems a little, not even unfair. Just
sure.
A little, maybe it is a little unfair. It's one less day to prepare if you're San Francisco with a team that's very injured.
Same thing with Texas because they played on Monday.
Yeah, but there was no getting around that.
Yeah, no getting around because of Sunday. But with that said, I'm going to leave you with this thought in the NFL. Talk more NFL than we've talked all year long. Josh Williams sent me a text the other day saying that with the 49ers and the Rams and the Seahawks, the NFC West is what the SEC thinks they are. Ouch. Ouch. Three of the four left are in the SEC West. All right. With that said, let me tell you about our awesome friends at Blue Ridge Heating and Air. Privately owned with Chris and Ben, a week from Monday, I've got my big tune-up going on. Let them take care of you. It's not just heating and air. It's not just cooling and heating. It's about humidity control, about air quality, about air purifiers, about dehumidifiers, and making sure the quality of air inside your home or business is great. They love the Armstrong Air, their preferred dealer in here in the upstate. Armstrong Air is proudly built right here in Orangeburg, South Carolina. These are the true experts for high-efficiency cooling and heating. They've got the ductless mini-split installs and the heat pumps. The bottom line is they talk about you don't want to have, like I always thought, you want the biggest heat pump available, whatever, the biggest unit available. No. The most efficient one, depending on your square footage and the layout of your home. We love our great friends at Blue Ridge Heating Air. Check them out online, blueridgeheatingair.com. Short break. Dr. Steve Martin joins us right after this.
I know that hiring can be challenging. You sort through tons of resumes and you get too many so-so applicants. You're just waiting for someone to match your role perfectly. Well, now, there's a place where you can meet them fast. ZipRecruiter.
Need to hire right away. Start your search for strong candidates. The right fit awaits. Build your team. Build it sooner.
Just head to ZipRecruiter.com/radio right now to try it for free. And you're on your way to meeting your match. 4 out of 5 employers who post on ZipRecruiter get a quality candidate within the first day. So try it now. Go to ZipRecruiter.com/radio. Once again, that's ZipRecruiter.com/radio.
Meet your match on ZipRecruiter. Try it free.
New year, new gear, same Tiger pride. Whether you're courtside for basketball, gearing up for baseball and softball season, or cheering on Clemson Gymnastics, the Tiger Sports Shop has you covered. From Nike to exclusive Lululemon and Clemson hoodies, polos, tees, and hats, we've got what you need for every season. We've got everything Clemson for the Clemson fan. So shop either our two convenient locations or online at tigersports.com. Tiger Sports Shop, your home for the new year and new Clemson gear to support your team.
I'm Ryan Beasley. My office works with clients in all areas of state and federal criminal defense to include pre-arrest investigations, white-collar defense, as well as student conduct issues at colleges and universities. Our team works in courts across the state to include city court, magistrate court, state court, and federal court. Our responsive and proactive approach in all cases is relationship-driven, client-centric, and resolution-focused. We look forward to the opportunity to work with you please give us a call at 864-679-7777 or find us on the web at www.ryanbeasleylaw.com.
A scholarship doesn't just pay for school.
When I first started out, I'd be around a baseball field all day, just watching the guys' feet, like how they're moving, how they're breaking out of the clay. Turf grass management is not just cutting grass. There's so much more to it.
It turns passion into purpose.
The South Carolina Education Lottery definitely allowed me to find myself again, to get an education, eventually starting my organization. I got legs.
Adam and Greg are two of over 750,000 Life Scholars giving back for a better South Carolina. Visit seeducationlottery.com/betteryou.
This new year, get rid of that dad bod with testosterone and peptide therapy from Low Country Male. Right now, we are offering $200 off our initial consult package, and our plans start at just $7 a day. Our concierge treatment plans include testosterone, peptides, labs, and unlimited doctor visits. With 8 locations and over 10 years experience, come see why Low Country Male is the most trusted name in testosterone and peptide therapy. From BPC to CJC, we have a wide selection of growth hormone and recovery peptides. Book today, lowcountrymale.com.
Experience the Davis Services difference where quality meets reliability. Family owned, serving the upstate and western North Carolina since 1972, Davis Services is your go-to for all HVAC, plumbing, and electrical needs. With decades of expertise, we ensure your home runs smoothly and efficiently, providing peace of mind for you and your family. Don't wait for problems to escalate. Call Davis Services today and let our skilled team handle it all. Call 864-432-1785 or visit our website davisservicesinc.com today.
As Harbin Lumber wraps up an incredible 2025, all they have to say is one thing. Thank you. Thank you to the builders, the contractors, the homeowners, and the partners who trusted Harbin Lumber. Your projects, your hard work, and your loyalty are what keeps them growing strong. For over a century, their commitment has been simple. Quality materials, dependable service, and relationships that last. From their family to yours, have another great year in 2026. HarbinLumber.com, helping build dreams since 1917.
What do Clemson and the Citadel have in common? The time-honored tradition of the class ring. Collegiate Legacy Designs created a ring plaque that will carry that same tradition in your office or home to last a lifetime. Proudly handcrafted by Clemson alum Greg Terry and his wife Julie, Collegiate Legacy Designs offers customized ring plaques for your class ring, both men's and women's, and can ship nationwide. Give the gift that will carry your alumni pride at collegiatelegacydesigns.com.
Powered by Upcountry Fiber, we are 105.5 and 97.5 The Roar. Providing fiber internet, HDTV, and phone service, Upcountry Fiber is a stronger connection.
We don't whisper opinions. We deliver them at full volume.
They do not know how to whisper.
105.5 and 97.5 The Roar.
Sam tells us Paramore. No clue what the heck that is. Sound like it. Yeah, I like it. Patterson Tax Service doing your taxes for you. PATTX.com, 864-859-8289. You need a professional tax preparer because if you have kids, like, want to say happy birthday, happy half birthday to LG, who's 10 and a half today. You got to keep up with half ones in there. But if you have kids, you've got the 4547 form to fill out now and go ahead and start their stuff from the government, which is awesome, which is going to give $1,000. That's great. The when you bought your car, electric car or not, when those car energy tax credits come back for you, home improvement type stuff, they've done that. Tips is big this year. You've got the overtime stuff. There's all kinds of deals, not deals, but things you need to know about the tax code that the Patterson Tax Service takes care of. And that's why I know I give everything to them. I'll make my appointment for mid-March, right there before the corporate season. That deadline is coming up, and it'll get done, and it'll get done right. We love the Patterson Tax Service. Never met anybody that ever started with it, went anywhere else. So go ahead, and I'll remind you, all those Patterson Tax Service clients, make your appointment now. They will fill up fast. 864-859-8289. LG, 10 and a half today. That's good. A man who I'm guessing is 55 and a half, Dr. Steve Martin, orthopedic surgeon, Blue Ridge Orthopedics, Prisma Health, head orthopedic surgeon, Clemson University Athletics, joins us for our Sports Med segment brought to you by our good friends at Arthrex. Good morning, Dr. Martin. 55 and a half is what I'm guessing for you now. So you get the benefits of some tax purposes there, too. So that's good.
Good morning, Mickey.
Hadn't talked to you in a while, Doc. Good holidays for you. I know you had some surgeries the last few weeks as well. Good holidays for you guys, though.
Awesome. Awesome holidays, Mickey, as always.
Great.
It's what it's all about.
I've been wanting to talk to you because I just want to, you know, because everybody says, hey, I need to call Dr. Martin. I've got this bone issue. I've got this knee issue. I've got this. Doc, I've been wanting to call you and say, hey, Doc, I feel great today. I just feel great, man. Like, my body's amazing right now. So, thanks to all your preventive maintenance stuff that I do now for you. So, yeah, great, great stuff. Saturday night or Sunday night in Chicago, Illinois, it is going to be a high of 17 during the day, a low of 7. The wind's been 125 miles an hour. We just did the wind chill calculator of minus 5 degrees. For fans and for athletes, talk to me about what cold weather does to the body and what the, you know, the injuries, where you might see what the data says about it. What's at stake Sunday with that kind of extreme temperatures?
You know, I think it's just another variable that we put out there that's hard to separate out. But just think of everything from the turf condition to the equipment. You know, the we talk about the difficulty with concussions. The helmet is not the same helmet when it's that degrees as it is when it's, you know, 80 degrees or 90 degrees. The turf, the hardness of the turf, imagine the difference. I don't care whether it's artificial turf, hybrid, artificial and natural, or natural. The turf condition tremendously changes. And so I think cold weather affects a lot. You know, our body's going to react to it. I think our cardiovascular system is going to react. It's harder to warm up. It's hard for the extremities to go through the normal heart rate, cardiac output situation. Just the breathing in of that cold air and how you warm it and moisturize it changes from the system, much less the fans in the stands. And so I think it makes it very, very difficult. I think there is a threshold that we do pretty well down to a certain point, just like everything else out there, and that's below that threshold for me. I think that's getting cold enough that it's going to have some impact on the game a little bit.
How about the stretching part of it, tendons? Do we pull more muscles? I know we do hot yoga. I stretch in the shower because it seems like the heat loosens us up. Do we have to be more conscious of pulls, strains, ligaments, muscles, and tendons in colder weather?
I'm not sure I like that visual, Mickey.
No. Well, it wasn't. No, I'm fully dressed, Doc. I've got my whole, you know, you don't have to, it's not a visual
thing. Okay. All right. No, it's, you know, the science of how we stretch. So we want to warm up. That's the key. And the colder the weather is, the more that warming up period, that dynamic warm up is important. So we don't necessarily do what we call a static stretch, you know, where you see somebody go down in the hurdler's position and they're leaning over it and they're stretching. If you overstretch a muscle tendon unit before you perform, you are actually diminishing its performance. So we basically want to warm the muscle tendon unit up, get it warmed up, and then you're ready to play. So that's why you see more, you know, if you the best way to see this is to go over to a Clemson soccer game an hour before the game, or go to, you know, the gymnastics, you know, 4 hours before. They get there about 6 hours before their meets. And look what they do to dynamically warm up their body to get ready to perform. And then afterwards, they will cool down, and then they do the static stretching. And so when you're in cold weather, it's interesting to see what the players are doing on the sidelines. When you see them sitting over there on the bench, that bench is being warmed. So they're staying warm. It looks like they're just, you know, huddled over there inside their coats, but they're staying warm sitting on that bench. And so you have to stay warm. You have to stay dynamically warmed up. Where I see that not being adequate is when any team comes out at halftime. They have to get into halftime. They make all the adjustments, you know, on play calling and what they're going to do. It doesn't leave them enough time to warm up when they come out. As we get to the playoffs, especially in the professional football, that halftime is extended now, so they have a little bit more time. But you know, let's say that you've got your, you know, show at halftime, and then they come out, and they don't have enough time. And so I think that probably needs to be adjusted. And in a cold game like this, they probably ought to have more time to warm up, you know, as they get out there.
We talk about acclimation sometimes. The Rams are coming from California. This week in California before they leave is 82, 83, 81, and 80, and 81. Is there an advantage for a team that's more cold weather acclimated? And what would the Rams, what could the Rams do to get more acclimated if that is a factor?
Yeah, I think it's a huge factor. If not even a physical huge factor, I think it's a psychological huge factor. I mean, the Green Bay Packers, I mean, that's just a way of life. And so, you know, or, you know, Pittsburgh Steelers or, you know, whoever else, you know, that's playing outdoors, that they mentally are prepared for it. And there is an acclimation both on both extremes. You know, for a super hot game, the team that is training and has trained over a period of time is acclimated to that, and their whole sweat temperature reduction mechanism in the body is better. And I think the same thing occurs in reverse. But from a cold weather standpoint, to me, it's just a huge psychological advantage.
All right, we talk about hydration. If a team from the north and cold's coming south and the sweating and cramping, we're talking hydration a lot in hot weather. How important is it for hydration when you do make it to those kind of extreme cold temperatures?
Yeah, I think we underestimate that the hydration is still required, and you'll see cramping. You'll say, "Well, how are they cramping? It's not even hot today." But you have to look at the overall humidity, and you have to look at that. So I think it has to still play a role. And if you watch what they do, they should still be hydrating, not like they would if they're going to be playing in a, you know, Miami Heat, but you know, but I think it definitely needs to be taken in consideration.
All right, fans, because look, our most of our listeners, our playing days are over, but when you do get that occasional cold game, layering, protecting large parts of the body, I mean, there's your body's gonna. I look like the Michelin Man, Doc, when I put these things on, man. I will not be cold at a football game, I'm going to tell you that. But any tips for fans that we do get those cold weather deals?
Yeah, it's specifically, obviously you already mentioned it, layering is the number one. But it's our extremity, the ends of our extremities and the ends, like our nose, our hands, our fingers, our toes, our feet. Those are the areas at the end of our arterial tree that when that vasoconstricts or tightens down, you're not keeping it warm enough. And so that's why, you know, the extra hand warmers, the foot warmers, it's your hands and your feet and your face, you know, on your face, putting just a light layer of Vaseline on to thermally add to it and wearing your face mask. But, you know, so yes, it's those ends of the extremity and then multiple layers with little air pockets within the layers. Sometimes we layer up, but each layer is so tight, it doesn't allow your normal body to heat each of those subsequent layers up enough.
About 3 years ago, I just texted you a picture. About 3 years ago, 4 or 5 years ago, we're playing up in Boston College, and it was one of those nights.
I remember the night. Yeah, absolutely. I know which one you're talking about.
I just sent you a picture of me during that one. And that doesn't include the 17 layers I have on. But, man, my face, there was about 1 inch of my body that was exposed, my eyes. That was it. And had it been a day game, yep, they wouldn't have been exposed through all of that. All right, as we make our way through winter months, give me an idea about the humidity factor to it. 'Cause it does feel like that drier air is different than moist air, and those extreme temperatures, here in the south, at least a little bit, feels a little bit different. But we've got to worry about that with the hydration part of it, because we do have cold air, but cold wet air is different than cold dry air.
Yeah, I think it's definitely a different feel for a cold wet temperature than there is for that drier air. Doesn't seem quite as cold. I think that can definitely play a role. But from a hydration standpoint, it's not like the difference between the humidity in the summer, which doesn't allow your normal convection temperature dissipation that you have in the summer. So it's not as big of an effect.
I will tell you, man, I am I listen, Doc. I'm telling you, I'm listening to every word you say. I'm stretching now. I'm sleeping good. I'm trying to eat a little bit better. That's the hard part for me. I need to do the weight stuff, but a little more cardio too. But I gotta tell you, Doc, I'm stretching more, man. I'm a huge Steve Martin fan. Whatever you say to do, I do. If you tell me to do 10 cartwheels a day, I'm doing 10 cartwheels a day.
Well, speaking of that, we talked about the cold weather. I think it is important for us to see our bodies to see temperature change.
Yes,
we need to go through the seasons just like the Mother Nature does, and we need to see that temperature change. And so, right now you went from your home, which was 70 degrees, and now you're sitting in your studio at 70 degrees. You're not getting that natural light that you would get outdoors. And so I think going to these games and going to events and having the body go through some of these temperature changes, that does stimulate what we call our autonomic nervous system. And that's a good thing, not a bad thing. That helps us from a health standpoint, to get outside this time of year, even though we don't want to. I think, get out for 15, 20 minutes and get some temperature change, I think, is important. So that would be the one thing I would add.
Yeah, that's a great point. And if we had more time, I'd ask you about that. I'm also asking about, the cold tub stuff, the cryo stuff. There's a lot in there. We can get into more temperature stuff, hot tubs and cold tubs and all that. Let's do some of that next week when we visit.
Absolutely. I'll be ready.
Doc, I always appreciate it, man. I'm glad you're doing well, and I can't wait to not see you soon. I like talking to you rather than seeing you, because if I see you, it means something's wrong. So love visiting with you. Hope your family's well, and we'll talk next week.
All right. Take care, Miggy.
You too, buddy. Dr. Steve Martin, orthopedic surgeon, Blue Ridge Orthopedics, Prisma Health, head orthopedic surgeon at Clemson University Athletics. That segment brought to you by my great friends at Arthrex. We love Arthrex. This is a company. By the way, it's about time for me to head down to Arthrex, because, Sam, they're in Naples. I think it'd be great segment, great show to do down in Naples sometime soon. Especially when it's going to be 30-something degrees here. We need to go down to Naples and do a show. We love Arthrex. We love Arthrex.com. Just a quick little note on that. In Naples, Florida right now. Let me give you some temperatures here, see what that looks like. This is why we need to
do a
show down there.
It's been many a day within about 30 minutes in Naples. It's pretty nice.
Today, the high...
78?
Yeah. I can live with
that. That's my guess. Was that right?
No.
Okay, that was a guess.
If these stupid pop-ups would stop, only 72 today. It's going to get down to 64 degrees.
Only 72. Those poor people.
But on January 23rd, it's going to be 80 degrees. Yeah. Let's do the show from Naples on January 23rd.
Let's do a week's worth of shows from Naples.
Let's do it. Orthopedic surgery education is something they do at orthopedia.com. So if you have any orthopedic issues in your life right now, this is a dynamic, comprehensive learning experience. It's uniquely designed to talk about the orthopedic surgeries of the the musculoskeletal system and answer medical questions on it for you. Go to orthopedia.com. Go to arthrex.com. Go to careers.arthrex.com. A great place to work here in the upstate of South Carolina. I love this company. Love what they do. So again, orthopedia.com for any of your questions you might have or learn more about what's going on in your body. Careers.arthrex.com for your future and maybe a new job, and learn more about this great company that's headquartered down in Naples and 1,000 new products and procedures that are developed there annually every year. It's arthrex.com. Short break, Sam. We'll come back when we do one open phone line segment before two guests in our third hour. Much more after this.
It's game on at Lake Kiwi Chrysler Dodge Jeep Ram and Lake Kiwi Ford, and my team's ready to serve you. If it's selection you want, we got you covered with over 500 vehicles available. And we're tackling high prices with huge discounts, like saving up to $15,000 off a new F-150 or a Ram 1500. Plus, Lake Kiwi is blocking high interest rates with attractive financing. So make the winning drive, Lake Kiwi Chrysler Dodge Jeep Ram or Lake Kiwi Ford, or you can shop us all online at LakeKiwiAutoGroup.com. That's LakeKiwiAutoGroup.com.
See dealer for details.
Did you hear that? It's game on at Lake Kiwi Chrysler Dodge Jeep Ram and Lake Kiwi Ford, where Mark's team is ready to serve you. If it's selection you want, they've got you covered with over 500 vehicles ready for delivery. And Lake Kiwi's tackling high prices with new trucks discounted up to $15,000. Yes, you can save up to $15,000 on a new truck at Lake Kiwi, and they've got a bunch of them to choose from. So make the winning drive to Lake Kiwi Chrysler Dodge Jeep Ram and Lake Kiwi Ford. They're between Clemson and Seneca, and always open at LakeKiwiAutoGroup.com. See dealer for details.
You know, it's not your fault that losing weight is getting harder and harder to do. You're eating better. You're making the right choices. You're moving more. But your body just isn't responding the way that it used to. It's not your willpower. It's a metabolism. For many people, years of dieting quietly slow the metabolic system down, so the more work you put in, the less progress you see. At PhD Weight Loss, they help people identify what's actually blocking fat loss and fix the root cause, not just count calories. I know because they helped me lose over 50 pounds on the program. If you want to understand why your body isn't cooperating the way that you want it to, call the professionals at PhD Weight Loss right now and mention Fix My Weight Loss, and they'll unlock the New Year special for you. It's free, it's personalized, and it could explain everything that has been puzzling you in your weight loss journey. Call 864-644-1900 and say, Fix My Weight Loss. That's 864-644-1900 or go to myphdweightloss.com.
How well do you know the condition of your home's plumbing system? Are you positive that there's not a slow drip behind a wall or under a cabinet? My name is Mike with One Time Plumber, and we're offering a free inspection on your home's entire plumbing system. We're checking everything out, but here's a few highlights of what we're looking for. The condition of your pipes, the condition of your water heater, the pressure in your shower. The list goes on, and we're going to inspect it for free.
The plumber whose name is his number one, Tom Plumber. One Time Plumber.
As an independent business owner, you're the expert in your field, but you may not have the time or resources to stay on top of tax forms and payments. Let David Green help you get back on track. With his expertise, he can implement the best IRS programs to resolve any tax issues you face, whether it's with the IRS or South Carolina state taxes. Call us today at 271-7940 or visit greenlaw.legal for a free consultation to discuss your situation.
New year, new goals, but pain shouldn't hold you back. Start 2026 feeling better with Ortho Laser Spartanburg. Our advanced MLS laser therapy reduces pain, decreases inflammation, and helps your body heal without drugs, shots, or downtime. Whether you're recovering from surgery, fighting chronic pain, or getting back into the gym, this is the year to take control. Make pain relief your first resolution. Schedule today at recoverwithlight.com. and step into the new year feeling stronger.
When your business depends on the road, trust Skinner Tire for reliable truck tire solutions. From heavy-duty tires to expert alignments, tire balancing, and quick repairs, we keep your fleet rolling. Serving the upstate of South Carolina, we offer installation, oil changes, and 24-hour roadside help, so you're never left stranded. Skinner Tire has you covered. Visit SkinnerTires.com or call 864-599-0026 today for truck tires and service you can count on.
Enjoy elevated living at Sunrise in Pendleton, just minutes from Clemson, starting in the mid-300s. Customize versatile one- and two-story home plans with luxury design selections in our 3,900-square-foot design studio. The pool amenity opens this year, and there will be natural trails winding through towering hardwoods. Live close to Lakes Hartwell and Kiwi, shopping in Anderson, and enjoy quick access to I-85. Sunrise encompasses convenience and lifestyle in a convenient location. Visit EmpireHomesUpstate.com to discover elevated living in the upstate.
It's bow time. Hurry into Bojangles for two scratch-made sizzling sausage biscuits for just $4. One bite and you'll want breakfast for dinner. Good thing we serve savory sausage biscuits all day. But this 2-for-4 deal won't last forever. It's bow time.
The Mickey Plyler Show, performing the upstate since circa 1834. Dang, that is old. Monday through Friday, right here on The Roar, where every day is game day.
Oh,
So I was talking to Eric Snyder the other day. He was here, and we were talking about Bradford pears. One of our sales guys has a Bradford pear in his yard, and he's like, oh, man, you don't want these properties, these on your property anymore. And now they're falling apart. It's a heavy tree, and they splinter off, and they can help you remove those Bradford pears. Get them out, man. Get them out and replace them, and they can help you do all those things. Think about that. And I didn't know this, Sam, but speaking of winter, wintertime's time to plant. Think about it, because underneath the ground, the soil temperature is warmer, and that's where you're going to start establishing the roots and become more active. So it's a great time to plant right now. And if you don't know what to plant, well, Snyder Tree can help you do that. Certified arborist that not only cut down trees and prune trees, but they help you develop a plan. They can tell you what to plant. So good time to prune for beautification and safety. As a matter of fact, he said it's always a good time to prune. So the trees and shrubs, love for them to help you out with that. Snyder Tree Care, SnyderTree.com, 833-4MY-TREE. Love those good guys there and love dealing with those good folks. Dr. Barton made me feel so much better when I was worried about when I wasn't feeling great. But, Sam, I got to tell you, man, I feel like $1 million right now. Like my body, I feel like a 25-year-old just stud of an athlete over here right now. Like I'm springy right now. So that's good. Got to enjoy those days and when those to come. Clemson basketball 74-50 over Boston College last night. Spent a lot of hour one talking about the Tigers now at 15-3 and 5-0, but a huge game coming up for Clemson against Miami on Saturday. We talked about Iowa State getting beat last night. So in college basketball right now, you know, you've got the major stuff happening with the conference play now. And some of these teams are starting to fall off a little bit. Iowa State now falling from the ranks of the unbeaten. You've got Vanderbilt's still undefeated. Nebraska's undefeated, and Arizona's undefeated. Those are our undefeated teams so far. Sam, pretty clear, Arizona is the better of those teams.
They
even though Nebraska and Vanderbilt's
are
great stories, right?
Yeah, they are the best of the bunch. I will say, I don't really know what Vanderbilt has to do to get ranked in the top five at this point, but yeah, Arizona's the best team in the country.
All right. Better than UConn? Better than Michigan?
Better than yes, you? I'm interested to see how Michigan responds after losing. I was stunned that Michigan lost on Saturday to the team. Wisconsin has flipped their season completely on its head in like 4 days. Credit to them. But yeah, I was pretty stunned Michigan lost. Arizona's the best until someone proves that they're not.
I wasn't stunned. I mean, they didn't play great at Penn State. Michigan, that is.
No, they had a couple straight off nights.
You go through ebbs and flows through it all.
They weren't going to beat everybody by 40 every night. I mean, they were doing stuff that was ridiculous. Like, you don't see it happen. Someone was going to get them in the Big Ten.
Yeah. But you mentioned Wisconsin. They were 1-2, but they beat UCLA at home. They went to Michigan and won at Michigan, and then they beat Minnesota, who's solid. But those are good wins there for sure.
You also have Miami of Ohio. They're undefeated. They're not ranked
because
the
AP
are cowards and won't rank Miami of Ohio, but they are ranked.
I did not know that.
Or they are undefeated. I mean, keep an eye on them. They don't lose.
Dennis, the VP down at Arthrex, all over me this morning said, hey, we're here for you anytime you want to come down. And I said, I'm jealous of you, 80 degrees on January 23rd, and it's going to be -5 in Chicago. He goes, I mean, it could rain today, so it's not perfect. Oh, goodness gracious.
No.
Oh, no. Don't let that happen. I'll throw in UConn in that mix because UConn kind of has it figured out again. They lost to Arizona early, but they beat Illinois. They beat Kansas. They beat Florida. They beat the league is not great. The Big East is not as good this year as it has been. Is that fair? The Big East has been incredible in recent years. I don't think it's quite as good this year.
It's pretty consistently excellent. You can call it down, I suppose, but Villanova's pretty good with Kevin Willard at the helm now. St. John's is good. Creighton's not a bad team. Seton Hall plays their tail off every single game.
Seton Hall was ranked this week for the first time.
Marquette being awful hurts. Providence hasn't been good since Ed Cooley left. That hurts. You're still waiting on Georgetown to get going. Xavier is.
I'm going to tell you the team that
coach there or the new coach there.
One of the teams has caught my eye, and I'm surprised that they turned it around this fast. Virginia, because
Ryan Odom,
yes,
great coach.
Yes. Look, the thought there was is that Bennett goes and it's going to be a little downward spiral, but Virginia's the top 15 team right now, and Virginia scores at a very high. They play faster. This when you watch Virginia play, it's different than it used to be.
They're watchable.
Yeah,
they're still low in tempo, but they're they're not unwatchable.
Right, and I want to tell you, last night that was a huge win. They went to Louisville and got a 9-point win. And they're going to have something to say in this league right now. They're ranked, and they're 4-1 in the league. They're 15-2 overall. So the top of the ACC with Clemson at 15-3, Duke at 15-1, Miami at 15-2, Virginia at 15-2, North Carolina at 14-2. Like, the top of the league is much better.
You know, every year when you get to March, you talk about you want to be top 20, top 22 range in offensive and defensive efficiency. Virginia, seventh in offensive efficiency right now, 16th in defensive. They're great against They're great in the paint. They rebound well. They're fifth in the country in offensive rebounding. Could be better in defensive. They are fine as a free throw shooting team. They score well in the paint. They're a good 3-point shooting team. Top 40 there. They're good at everything. There's really nothing that they don't do pretty well.
Let me make 2 points about the ACC then. Let's see if you agree or correct me if I'm wrong here. Well, the bottom league's not good. Florida State's not good. Boston College, Pittsburgh. I'm surprised Wake's not any better. But Notre Dame, Georgia Tech, Cal, you know, they're not great there. But between Louisville, North Carolina, Virginia, Miami, Duke, Clemson, the top of the league is much better this year. But also, Sam, in the middle of the league, a little bit better, the NC States, the Syracuses, aren't they a little bit better? The SMUs, aren't they a little bit better than we've seen here in like last year?
I mean, if you go by Torvik, which I love to use for my broadcast and just in general, 10 teams from the ACC in the top 53. That's
pretty good.
Man. Wake is 53rd. Virginia Tech, Stanford are in the 60s, early 60s. So, like, you've got a little bit of a deeper conference. You still have your absolute nightmares like Boston College, Georgia Tech, and Florida State aren't good. But you have a lot more sustainability in the middle of this conference that these teams feel like they're heading in the right direction, whereas they weren't the last 2 or 3 years.
All right, final question on the ACC. It's too early to tell what's going to happen at Florida State. But this was a kind of a different hire. I remember Luke as a player. Is this going to work? He's an NBA development guy. Is this going to work at Florida State, or is it too early to tell?
Too early to tell. It's going to take some time. Not everybody can do what Jay Lucas is doing at Miami immediately. Yeah. Florida State is, you know, they started the year fine. They lost to Florida by a couple points. That was a great result. And then it just kind of has gone downhill since. Two wins, and they're against Mississippi Valley State, who was literally the worst team in the entire country, and Jacksonville since the 28th of November, since Thanksgiving. They need 2 or 3 years to get his guys in there to get better on both ends, because they're terrible right now. They're just not a good basketball team. It's going to take some time, but they're not unwatchable, I suppose, in some ways, and it was bad under Leonard Hamilton at the end as well. So,
all right, Prime Lending, PrimeLendingSC.com. Let Mark, a man of the great people, take care of your Prime Lending. Get your mortgage done right. You got to have three estimates. Get to one of the three. They'll dominate their other competition there. You'll get the best rates available at Prime Lending, PrimeLendingSC.com. Mark and the team will help you out. Top of the hour coming up. Arthur, I got about 2 minutes or so. Go right ahead. How you doing this morning?
How are you, Mickey?
Great, buddy. Hope you are too.
I was going to ask a question. The biggest upset Clemson ever had that I remember was probably when Chris Michael hit a shot in the corner, and that's like
1980, top-ranked Duke came in here on and Clemson beat Duke, and that was Banks. I think I'm right in saying that. Gene Banks and Spanarkle and Jaminski and Kenny Denard, the largest crowd ever at Little John. Yeah, great.
Didn't they beat North Carolina that year?
Let me look and see.
Was that not North Carolina they beat?
I'll see on that one. But that was January 9th, 1980, the largest crowd ever in Little John. As Clemson was ranked 18th, Duke was ranked number one. And that was, again, Banks,
Moose
Denard, Jaminski, Moose Campbell, Bobby Conrad, Billy Williams. Yeah, man. What a game. I remember listening on the radio. I don't think it's a televised game. I remember listening to radio those days.
It was televised.
Okay. All right.
So me and you were about the same age.
Yeah. Old, yeah.
And I've been a fan since 77.
Yeah. Yeah, some good memories there. What a team Duke had that year. Duke went to the Final Four that year, I think I'm right. In the final couple of seconds here, in 1980, let me see if Clemson beat North Carolina that year as well here. I got about 30 seconds to find this. I'm flying down it right now. So, yes, in 1980, they beat North Carolina at home 93-76. We all know they didn't win at North Carolina, but that was a great win, no doubt. And then later, you know, beat top-ranked Duke. So, good stuff there for sure. North Carolina was ranked sixth in the country at that time. Arthur, good memories, man. I appreciate the phone call. Got to get the top of the hour, but good stuff there for sure. Beating two top tens. Great stuff. Hour three right after this.
WCCP-FM 105.5, Clemson, Greenville, Anderson. WAHT-AM 1560, Cowpens. 97.5, Spartanburg. We are the Roar.